One of the best ways to get to Harrison is on the PATH train.
Harrison.
If you're coming from New York, it's the second to last stop before you get to Newark. From the PATH train platform, you can pretty much see the entire town. Harrison, New Jersey is just over 1 square mile in size, and in one direction, you'll see a close-knit neighborhood of 1- and 2-family homes, and in the other direction, you'll see a construction site surrounding a shiny new silver oval, also known as the Red Bull Arena. Harrison may seem like an unlikely place to put a $200 million, 25,000-seat arena, but Joseph Abanas, the town's recreation coordinator, can tell you the Red Bulls couldn't have chosen a better community.
They live and die soccer. Some towns are more related to football, basketball, track, whatever. Harrison's always been the hub of soccer.
In fact, Babana says Harrison and its neighboring town of Kearney have the most successful and contentious high school soccer rivalry in the country, earning the most statewide and national titles and producing 3 of the top players in the world. If you walk north from the PATH on Frankie Rogers Boulevard, you'll pass one of the town's public soccer fields. Michael Raphael, a lifelong Harrison resident, regularly stops by to take in an impromptu game. He says the field is rarely empty.
People play soccer here 24-7, like through the snow, the rain, you name it. Holidays are here every day, the same people over and over. It's like a family, you know, these people love the sport so much.
Harrison's soccer roots run deep. When the town was founded in the mid-19th century by Scottish and Irish immigrants, they brought with them their love for what they call the beautiful game. And that tradition has been carried on by the town's later immigrant groups of Southern and Eastern Europeans and is championed by its current influx of South and Central Americans. A popular spot for locals to watch soccer games in Harrison is the sports bar B-52s. And the owner, Paul Franco, has made it a shrine to international soccer stars.
That's Zidane from France. This is Romario. This is and Bebeto from 1994 World Cup.
Franco says the people of Harrison have supported Major League Soccer since it arrived in New Jersey, and now that the Red Bulls are in town, he expects a good local crowd on game nights.
You may have a game on a Wednesday night that if you didn't have a soccer game, you wouldn't get out of the house. Probably, oh, the Red Bulls are playing on Wednesday. So they may get out, and those are the days that I am going to get some business out of it.
The team had a disappointing season last year. After making the MLS Cup final in 2008, the Red Bulls ended 2009 14th in a 15-team league, turning off some fans. But for Harrison residents like William Lopez, the lure of the arena could turn that around.
To go there for the first game, even though that I am not into soccer, it's a new arena, something new in Harrison.
Today's match is a friendly against the Brazilian team Santos FC, and Red Bull Arena is already sold out. Bar owner Paul Franco says he sees more sold-out crowds in the future on one condition.
They have to get better. They have to become competitive. Once they become competitive, then people, they don't have to go in there and come out disappointed every time.
There's still another 15 home games against MLS teams, and arena management hasn't decided just yet if Harrison's shiny new silver oval will be used for anything else but soccer. For WNYC, I'm Jenna Flanagan.